This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I think it has become apparent to most Americans that the police cannot and will not protect you. With these communist-run riots now exploding nationwide and Antifa, which is a terrorist organization, trying to overthrow the United States of America, you know, this situation is only going to spread. The police are vastly outnumbered, and so far, they've been ordered by mayors and governors to back off and evacuate the police precinct buildings. Can you imagine that? Did you ever think that you would live to see the day in America where the police would just back off and let violent left-wing rioters just overrun their police departments and burn their buildings down? I mean, come on. Whatever happened to stand your ground? Whatever happened to engaging? I mean, just because these rioters are radical left-wing lunatics and terrorists, it doesn't mean that you have to let them do whatever they want. The rules of engagement shouldn't be run away, all police, you know? So this is going to change, by the way. Orders are coming down from the president to designate Antifa a terrorist organization. And new rules of engagement orders are coming down for the military and government agents, such as DHS agents, to stand your ground. When that happens, all the rubber bullets are going to get swapped out with live rounds, which is exactly what should happen. If some lunatic, left-wing, delusional, lawless mob is bum-rushing a police building or a government building, I mean, they breached the U.S. Treasury building the other day, then, you know, the law enforcement officers have every right to shoot them. That's what they should be doing. And they will be doing that soon. And then the word will go out, oh, you mean all these left-wing lunatic rioters don't have just a free rein to do anything they want, to destroy anything they want? You mean society is going to fight back and try to assert the rule of law and protect private property and protect innocent people who are being beaten to death by some of these rioters? Oh, yeah. Guess what? There's a reality check coming for the radical left. And that reality check begins with probably, you know, 9mm rounds moving at, what do they move at? 1,200 feet per second, something like that. Plus probably rifle rounds, which move more like 2,800 feet per second, you know? So there's a reality check coming. And this is exactly what needs to happen. But you, as someone who's trying to stay safe and navigate all this, it's time for you to arm up too. And you'll notice, by the way, if you've listened to my podcast for the last few years, what have I said over and over again? The cities will become death traps. Get out of the cities and become proficient in firearms, because there will come a day that you'll have to defend yourself. You can't dial 911. The police are already overrun. That day is basically here. Here it is. I've also urged you to get physical gold and silver too, because there's a monetary collapse coming, but we'll save that for another discussion. Right now, where legal, everybody needs to be carrying a firearm that's loaded with hollow point rounds. You might be just driving to work and get stopped by some crazy Antifa lunatic mob that's blocking the highway or something. And they may be going car to car. And if you're a white person, they might pull you out of your car and beat you to death. This is what they're known to do. You know, and a couple of things you need to know about that. Number one, you can use your car as a weapon if you're being assaulted. You can use your car to assert self-defense and also have a firearm in your car where legal. Have a firearm and be prepared to use it. Just know that if you ever shoot it from inside your car, you're going to lose your hearing, probably, maybe permanently. It's bad. It's loud. It's insane. Your ears will not only be ringing for a few days, you may suffer permanent hearing loss. So you might want to have some ear protection in your car so you can slap on that ear probe before you open fire on the Antifa terrorist. And by the way, you can drive with windows that are shot out. You know, you can get short-barreled pistols that fire AR rounds or 7.62 rounds. I like the Maxim Firearms, what's it called, the PDX. It's a great little gun, little pistol, 4-inch barrel, loaded with 7.62 by 39 rounds, and it's great for vehicle defense. You can use that, but you need to get prepped because these riders have also said they're coming to the suburbs and they're going to kill white people. They're going to kill and rape white people. And they're bragging about this all over Twitter. And of course, Twitter doesn't censor them because Twitter is all in favor of it. Twitter is part of Antifa. Twitter is a terrorist information clearinghouse. And Twitter is run by communist China. So Twitter thinks that's great. I mean, Twitter will censor me and other Americans, but they won't censor Antifa terrorist groups. Keep that in mind. So when these lunatics come to your suburb, and they are coming because these riots are going to spread, they are not coming to assert their civil rights in a peaceful manner. They are coming to rape and pillage and destroy and loot and burn down your homes and everything else they can achieve. You need to be able to engage and stop them, halt them. And there's no better way to halt someone who's about to do something bad than to put a round through that person's torso or pelvis or, well, head, I guess. But the head is a very difficult target to hit. So that's why we don't aim for heads. It's moving around too much, you know what I mean? And it's too small. So you aim for things that you can reliably hit, which is torso and pelvis and so on. But if you're not geared up for this and you're not prepared mentally to do it, then you're never going to be able to do it. And they're going to overrun your neighborhood, unless you happen to have a neighborhood full of former U.S. Marines or something who are ready and willing to fight. And they've got AR-15s in their closets and they're ready to go. If you have neighbors like that, stay in that neighborhood. That's a great idea. But most people don't have neighbors like that, especially in liberal cities, where all these guilt-ridden white people have basically contributed to all of this. And guess what? Guess who's going to get killed first? Oh, the guilt-ridden white people who were saying that being white is bad. Yeah, they're going to come for you too. They don't give you credit for being a politically correct virtue signaler. You're going to get taken out, raped, and killed just like everybody else because you're white, because it's a racist terrorist group. And if you don't yet own weapons to defend yourself, you're probably too late, because we're going to see another big surge in gun sales now. Big surge. It's already happened. I mean, it's begun. There was a surge when the pandemic first started to become apparent to everybody in, I guess, late February, early March. Now, there's going to be another surge, which is why I always say it's important to buy your weapons when people are not panicking to buy weapons. In any case, obey laws. I always encourage people to do that. But remember that you are going to have to defend yourself against people who refuse to obey laws. That's what the left is: lawless, violent, terrorists who are determined and sworn to kill white people. That's what they wish to do. They want to kill all white people across the nation. Well, except Joe Biden, I guess, and Bill Clinton, whatever. So get ready. Gear up. A pistol's not going to get the job done, by the way. A pistol's a good idea to maybe get started, maybe give you cover to get to your rifle. But if you don't have a rifle, you're not really ready for what's happening. You need rifles. You need an AR-15. You need a chest rig with that can carry multiple magazines, you know, at least six mags. You need all your mags loaded with 28 rounds that are expanding tips. You need night vision, and you need an infrared designator on your rifle so you can basically engage targets at night with your night vision. That's how you get it done. Now, in Texas, that's just called Saturday night hunting hogs, by the way. But in most areas of the country, all that seems outlandish to people. Well, you better start thinking in those terms, or you're probably going to be overrun and you won't have any real way to defend yourself against the chaos that's coming. So thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. You can read my website, newstarget.com, also gear.news. And obey the laws, never initiate violence, but be prepared to defend yourself against the violence so that you can stop violence. Thank you for listening. Check out more of my podcasts at brighteon.com, and be safe, and God bless America.